Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Think Like a CEO by Byron Morrison positions itself as a practical mindset and leadership guide for professionals who want to operate with the clarity, ownership, and influence associated with strong executive leadership. Rather than focusing on titles, it emphasizes a way of thinking, moving from constant reaction to deliberate direction, from self-doubt to decisive action, and from busy work to outcomes. The book speaks to a common modern challenge, where high performers feel overwhelmed by competing demands, unclear priorities, and the pressure to prove themselves. Morrison frames the CEO mindset as a set of trainable habits, managing attention, choosing the right problems, communicating with intent, and building credibility through consistent execution. It also addresses internal obstacles such as overthinking, people-pleasing, and imposter feelings that can quietly erode performance. Overall, the book aims to help readers take control of their role, lead more effectively regardless of seniority, and build a more sustainable approach to responsibility and growth. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from reactive work to intentional leadership, a central theme is the shift from reacting to everything toward leading with intention. In many roles, especially in fast-paced environments, work becomes a loop of messages, meetings, and urgent requests. Morrison encourages readers to recognize that reacting feels productive but often sacrifices the activities that actually move goals forward. Thinking like a CEO means selecting priorities rather than inheriting them, and making decisions based on desired outcomes instead of immediate pressure. This includes setting a clear definition of success for your role, identifying the few highest value responsibilities, and aligning daily actions with those responsibilities. It also involves creating boundaries around time and attention, such as protecting focus blocks, reducing low-impact tasks, and learning to say no or not yet. The CEO mindset is presented as proactive, anticipating problems, planning communication, and building structures that reduce firefighting. Over time, this shift improves performance because it replaces scattered effort with deliberate execution. It also lowers stress because you gain a sense of control and predictability, even when the environment is demanding. Secondly, getting out of your head and leading with clarity, the book highlights how internal noise can be as disruptive as external workload. Overthinking, second-guessing, and trying to predict every possible outcome often delay action and weaken leadership presence. Morrison's message is that effective leaders develop mental clarity by simplifying decisions and focusing on what they can control. A CEO-style approach prioritizes evidence, context, and next actions over endless mental rehearsal. This includes learning to separate facts from assumptions, noticing patterns of self-talk that undermine confidence, and replacing vague worry with concrete planning. Clarity also comes from asking better questions. What outcome matters most? What is the simplest next step? And what trade-off am I choosing? Instead of aiming to feel ready, the reader is encouraged to act in a way that builds readiness through experience. The broader idea is that confidence is often the result of consistent execution, not a prerequisite. By reducing rumination and increasing purposeful action, readers can communicate more directly, make decisions faster, and project steadiness, which increases trust from colleagues and stakeholders. Thirdly, ownership, accountability, and credibility in your role, thinking like a CEO is strongly tied to personal ownership. The book frames ownership not as taking blame for everything, but as taking responsibility for the parts of the role you can influence, standards, follow-through, communication, and problem-solving. Morrison emphasizes that credibility is built when others see that you handle commitments reliably, raise issues early, and operate with a results mindset. This means translating goals into measurable deliverables, tracking progress, and addressing obstacles rather than hoping they disappear. It also involves managing expectations with stakeholders, including being transparent about constraints and negotiating priorities when resources are limited. An ownership mindset can be especially powerful for readers who feel stuck in middle layers of an organization because it shifts attention away from what leaders should do and toward what you can do to improve outcomes. Over time, this approach increases influence because people trust those who consistently deliver and communicate clearly. The book suggests that leadership is less about authority and more about the willingness to take responsibility for outcomes, even when conditions are imperfect. Fourthly, strategic focus. Doing what matters and dropping what does not, another key topic is strategic focus, the discipline of choosing where to spend effort. Morrison presents CEO thinking as an ability to separate important work from noisy work. Many professionals feel exhausted because they attempt to excel at everything, attend every discussion, and respond instantly to every request. The book encourages readers to define the few priorities that create disproportionate value and to judge tasks against those priorities. Strategic focus also means understanding the difference between motion and progress, activity that feels busy versus actions that produce outcomes. This can involve simplifying processes, delegating or automating lower value tasks, and creating decision rules that prevent constant reevaluation. It also relates to time management, but at a higher level, rather than filling a calendar, you design a week around the work that drives results. By protecting focus and minimizing distractions, readers can improve quality and speed. The strategic lens helps in conversations with managers and teams as well, because you can explain trade-offs, align on what success looks like, and avoid spreading resources too thin. The result is more impact with less wasted energy. Lastly, influence through communication and decisive action. The book links leadership impact to communication quality and decisiveness. CEOs are expected to provide direction, and Morrison translates that into practical behaviors any professional can adopt, being clear about intent, summarizing decisions, and turning discussion into action. Influence grows when you communicate with structure, reduce ambiguity, and make it easy for others to execute. This includes setting agendas, confirming ownership of next steps, and following up consistently. Decisive action is presented as a competitive advantage, not because every decision is perfect, but because momentum allows learning and adjustment. Morrison also acknowledges that fear of judgment can lead to cautious, overly soft communication or avoidance of tough conversations. A CEO mindset is more direct while still respectful, aiming to solve problems rather than protect feelings. By combining clear communication with timely decisions, readers can reduce confusion, speed up execution, and become the person others rely on to move work forward. This increases visibility and opens opportunities, because organizations reward those who can translate complexity into action and keep progress moving under pressure. In conclusion, this book is best suited for professionals who feel they are working hard but not gaining control, managers, team leads, project owners, and ambitious individual contributors who want to increase their impact without burning out. It is also relevant for new leaders who struggle with overthinking, people-pleasing, or the pressure to prove themselves, because it focuses on practical mindset shifts that translate directly into better decisions and stronger presence. The benefit to a reader's life is twofold. First, it can reduce stress by replacing constant reaction with clearer priorities, boundaries, and intentional planning. Second, it can accelerate career growth by strengthening ownership, credibility, and the ability to communicate direction, all traits associated with senior leadership. Compared to similar productivity or leadership books, its value is the combination of internal and external execution. It addresses both the mental habits that derail performance and the practical behaviors that create results. Instead of offering abstract leadership theory, it concentrates on how to think and act day to day like the person responsible for outcomes. For readers seeking a grounded approach to leadership mindset that applies across industries and titles, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Mr. Byron Morrison, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.